Earthquakes, ash, and toxic gas can be just as dangerous as the lava spewing from fissures in and around Leilani Estates. These side effects of the eruption have displaced residents in surrounding communities.
I had to move out. It was getting bad. I couldn't, you know, I have lung damage.
So it makes it really difficult for me to breathe down there.
Spikes in sulfur dioxide levels have become too much to bear for Black Sands resident Karina Espinosa. She's been staying with family further away from the SO2 for 2 weeks now. Federal, state, and county officials have been monitoring air quality at least 10 different sites along Kilauea's East Rift Zone. Here's State Department of Health official Dr. Alvin Bronstein.
With the gas especially, it is constantly evolving. And so the concentration in the air may at one point be relatively low, but then 20 minutes after that, it's going to be high.
Farther uprift at Volcano Village, Mauna Loa Estates residents Catherine Robbins and Tom Peak were at the Volcano store checking on their neighbors. They've already taken a number of preparations to protect themselves from anticipated ashfall. Their home is located 3 miles away from Halema'uma'u Crater.
We've got both vehicles covered in plastic. We've got extra covering over the catchment tank. You know, of course, we've unplugged the drain pipe from the tank, so we're separate there. We've put latches on all the kitchen cabinets.
But it's the shallow earthquakes that Peak says have really had an impact on their daily lives.
When there was that 3.9, 3 or 4 blocks from our house, now that was the real shaker. And that's at the point we took things off the wall.
USGS scientists report hundreds of earthquakes this week, nearly 90 of them occurring yesterday alone. Frequent ash emissions also continue at the Kilauea summit as the lava lake at Halema'uma'u continues to subside.
And the caldera has already subsided 3 feet. In 1924, it subsided something more in the order of 12 feet. So if it subsides, if it starts subsiding a lot more than 6 feet, that would be our cue that this is going beyond 1924.
The May 1924 crater eruption included more than 50 explosive events over a 2.5-week period. Nearly 30 miles south of the crater, 87-year-old Kule Evangelista and her family worry about the ash fall.
Every morning, my children call me and they tell me, how is it? You know, check on the, stay in the house if it's bad, don't go out.
Evangelista was picking up a protective mask at the Bahala Community Center.
Did you get for Grandma?
No, I didn't get yet.
The county has been distributing free masks to residents from Puna to Pahala.
So this rest in your hand.
Yesterday, the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory reported ash plumes at Halema'uma'u up to 8,000 feet high. Pahala resident Kathy Pua walked out with 10 masks.
That's for my family, that's why. They're all coughing.
Dr. Bronstein warned that these N95 masks only protect people from inhaling ash and do not protect against sulfur dioxide. Uvehi Hirishi, HPR News.